Mrs. Wakefield is in the waiting room.
Oh, thank you, nurse.
Yeah.
Kate?
Tony. I thought you had left for the city.
Oh, plenty of time. I don't have to be there until morning.
Oh.
You all alone here?
David took Isabel home to get some rest.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to stay.
Of course. Any word yet about Mr. Wakefield?
No, he's still unconscious. We just have to wait. Very nice of you, Tony, to come back to the hospital.
Mm. How about going out for a little fresh air?
No, thanks. I do want to be here.
Kate. It's nearly midnight. Have you had anything to eat?
David brought me something from the cafeteria.
Well, they have a late special. Coconut cream pie.
Maybe for breakfast.
Do you mind if I sit here a few minutes?
Of course not. I can't tell you how grateful I am, Tony. We all are for what you did this afternoon.
I'm glad I was around.
I don't know how you got up on the platform so fast when Dad collapsed.
Well, I stepped on a few toes on the way, I'm afraid.
He never should have tried to make that speech.
He wanted to, didn't he?
Oh, yes.
Then why stop him? Let a man do what he wants and worry about the next day when it comes. If it comes.
Is that your philosophy?
If I had one. I guess you know I want to see you again, Kate.
Isabel says we owe you a lunch.
Do you ever come to the city?
No, not really.
Well, I guess this is not the time to ask. But when things straighten out...
You're still here, Tony.
Well, I'm just leaving for town, David.
Okay, Dr. Krasner wants to see you.
Oh, right away. Thank you again.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess that we can all thank you. Come on, Kate. It's left down this court.
Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
Get breakfast, Kate, and whatever you need, and I'll be back in an hour.
Oh, I won't be that long, David.
Take your time. Isabel's at the hospital. There's nothing anybody can do right now.
Dr. Krasner didn't sound very optimistic.
He didn't sound pessimistic. I'll call you before I come to pick you up, right?
Right. And thanks. Jesse?
Lord bless us, I thought you were never coming home. How is Mr. Wakefield?
He's still in a coma, but he's resting comfortably.
Oh, now, don't you worry, Kate. That man's an oak tree. He's not giving up. If he just gets back here where we can care for him proper. He should be out there now looking at his roses. Oh, you need breakfast.
Well, I want to change first, and then I'll have something.
Oh, your sister Joy called.
Oh?
And Pat from the office. And that young niece of yours, Nancy, came by.
Oh, Nancy's home.
Ah, that's a young one they'll have to keep an eye on.
Oh, she's 19.
And got to look. Oh, my, I'd like to hear Mr. Wakefield's bell ringing right now.
Oh, I forgot I had it in my purse.
Oh, Kate.
It was in his pocket. I'll put it in his study until he gets back. Jesse?
Yes, dear. What?
What on earth happened here?
Oh, that's the way he left his study yesterday.
What?
I never knew him to leave such a mess.
Was he emptying his file cabinet?
I don't know. God forbid that I'd touch anything. He roars like a lion if I move a paperclip.
Well, I'll straighten it out later.
And him usually so neat.
Jesse, you know what it looks like to me.
Even the wastebasket knocked over.
It looks as if... as if Dad had been searching for something.
Anybody home?
That's Nancy. I'll go, Jesse.
Hi, Kate.
Oh, Nancy, I'm so glad to see you.
When did you get home?
Oh, I came home for the big bicentennial bash. Make Mom happy. I stayed over to see how Mr. Wakefield is. Everybody's so upset.
Yes.
Dad says it's another stroke.
Yes.
Is it going to get better?
I don't know.
He's really a neat guy, but he used to scare the wits out of me.
Come and have breakfast with me.
Oh, I'd love it. Hey, I'm a great short order cook.
I'm afraid we have to leave that to Jessie. She needs to keep busy anyway.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
David's picking me up in an hour, so we have time.
Well, he's the steady type, all right.
He's certainly been a help.
That's the kind you have to be careful of, Kate.
A good shower, clean clothes. Where'd I put that skirt?
What?
Here.
Hey, how soon are you going back to the hospital, Kate?
As soon as David comes, but he said he'd phone first, so...
You know, I bet this room hasn't changed in 50 years.
I like this old mahogany.
And since yet. And a single bed. How long have you been using it?
Since Tom died.
Oh, it's mother. But you look pale and interesting.
Nancy, you read too many books.
Hey, you know what I'm reading now?
I couldn't guess.
Why a Marriage Fails. You know why?
I can think of lots of reasons.
Well, there really is only one. Hmm? People shouldn't get married in the first place. Mom's already bugging me. Can I tell you something?
Sure.
I haven't told Mom and Dad yet. It's my big decision.
You're engaged.
Oh, no, not you too. I thought you were a friend. Now you sound like Mom. No, my big decision is not to go back to college.
Why?
Well, I've been in the city this summer taking sociology courses, and I like it. It's where the action is.
Well, why not?
Will you stick up for me?
Who'd object?
Mom? Dad? Dad thinks the city's the bottom of the barrel, all sin and danger for 19-year-old girls. And Mom wants me to finish college, come home, get married, and be safe here in Bellhaven. Oh, Kate, I'd die.
Well, then I wouldn't do it.
Oh, I didn't mean it wasn't all right for other people. I mean, you did it, and I guess you were happy, but... Well, you are older and all, and, you know, this is what you want.
Oh, Nancy, I'm not so sure about that.
Well, this is what you get with David.
Who said anything about David?
Well, you know how Mom figures out things.
I think I'll have to go over and unfigure her.
Then you will be on my side.
Sure I will.
Kate, there's David.
Oh, really? He was going to call first.
Oh, I'll go down and talk to him.
I just have to brush my hair. Tell him I'll be right down.
Hello, Nancy. Is Kay here?
Sure, she's upstairs. She thought you were going to call first, but she'll be down in a sec.
It's all right.
We had breakfast and changed, and she looks pale and interesting and gorgeous.
I'm sure she does. Nancy, would you let me see her alone?
Sure. I mean, don't mind me. she's coming now. I'll see you.
David, I am sorry. I should have been ready. You did say you'd call first. I seem to be wasting all your time having you driving me back and forth to the hospital.
David, what's wrong?
What's happened?
Hey, honey.
It's Dad. Is it? Oh, David.
The following is the paid dramatization.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums.
He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair. Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal. Faces of Love has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This is the Serial Network. Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Final Net, the non-aerosol hair mist that holds up longer than you do.
William Makepeace Thackeray here, author of Vanity Fair. In the Jonathan Sedley home on Russell Square, London, in the year 1813, all the household has retired. Joseph, we may have failed to mention, has lodgings elsewhere. Becky is sunk deep in Emmy's four-post feather bed, a luxury never before known to her, whilst her friend occupies the trundle. What? Rebecca awash in tears? How is this, when she fared so well with Joseph this night? Recall how she put him quite at his ease, how his tiresome stammer ceased. But now, weeping, our little Rebecca.
Becky, dear Becky, do stop. It's not to cry about.
I don't care what you say, Emmy. Your brother does not like it, else why would he go off at once after we dined?
Oh, fie, I told you, he ate so much dinner he feared to fall asleep.
Do you truly think so?
As you saw, thrice helped himself to all dishes passed to him, gobbled a mountain of curry, two bowls of strawberries and cream, 24, I counted, 24 little rout cakes, a whole bottle of claret besides his Madeira, and... Oh, is it any wonder he's fat as a pot?
Amelia!
I know you dislike me to say it, but he is, and I wonder you can abide it.
I'm very fond. I'm already very fond of all of him. And I don't believe what he ate sent him away. He's afraid of me. I frightened him away.
No, not after you were so wonderfully interested when he talked of India.
Oh, Emmy, if we marry, will he take me to India? Oh, I shall shoot tigers and ride like a Rajah on my very own elephant.
But I don't want you to go. I want you here, so we wouldn't be parted if I want you to marry Joe.
Oh, we're never here. You shall go to India with us. Do you truly think he likes your girlfriend?
I do.
But your mother and your father, they don't like me. They'll not allow such a marriage.
They do like you. I'm certain they do.
Well, even if your mother likes me, it's different with mothers. Yours wouldn't want a little humble governess to marry so magnificent a personage as her son.
Joe?
All mothers think their sons are magnificent.
Well, never mind. Even if it's so, Papa will decide. He's master in his own house. You saw how he won't allow Mama to talk and talk so no one else can talk.
Yes.
Mrs. Ted, madam, kindly be so good as to desist at once.
And she desists.
You're happy again. I'm so glad.
Oh, I don't know if I'd really be happy, sir. I don't know if I am.
Oh, you are.
Oh, and you're sleepy.
Such a long day.
Sleep, dear Emmy.
Oh, aren't you sleepy?
Oh, everything's too wonderful to sleep. The new world you've brought me into doesn't frighten me anymore. It's soft, like this... like this stab of the head. Emmy? Amelia? Sweet dreams, sweet Emmy. Soft, the world. Nonsense, Rebecca. Hard and cruel, and you know it. But neither am I soft. I'll conquer the world if I have to split it like a rotten apple sieve, I note. I'll be... I don't know what I shall be, but I shan't be poor. But will I be Mistress Joseph Settler? Oh, good night, girls. Sweet dreams of Becky Shaw.
Joey, I haven't had distance in years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Oh, poor kid.
5 minutes, Ross.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh. Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Final Net. Final Net is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Final Net holds up longer than you do.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. Oceder makes your life easier.
In another bedroom, in a bed like a tent, hung round with chintz, are two red faces. One in a lace nightcap, the other in a simple cotton one, ending in a tassel. Says the cotton tassel,
Miss Rebecca Sharp. Now there is quite a young lady. Wouldn't you say so, Mrs. Sedd? But not, please, at any great length.
Mr. Sedley, how am I to say anything when you won't let me say anything?
You've permission to say yes, she's quite a young lady, or no, she ain't.
Am I permitted to say yes and no?
All right, very well, speak. You may be sure I'll stop you should you go on too long.
She is very sweet and tender, pretty as a posy, gentle, polite, respectful, never rude, grateful, anxious to please, perhaps too anxious, well-mannered, plays the piano and sings very well, Amelia's dearest friend...
Enough! Desist!
I have said the yes, but I have not said the no.
Oh. You may say the no, but have a care, be brief.
I think Miss Sharp has set a trap for Joseph.
Think? You think, do you, Mrs. Sedd?
It's not a matter for laughter, Mr. Sedd. Indeed, I do think so.
Well, ma'am, I don't think so.
Then you're blind and deaf?
I know so.
You've only to watch the way she... You know it?
Am I deaf? Am I blind? Think you I didn't see her gaze at Joseph in the most winning way, drop her handkerchief twice, though he'd pick it up, and then she could drop a curtsy? Didn't I hear her oh and ah and flutter at his lies about India?
And gracious, how she blinked those enormous green eyes.
Nurse for that son of ours. What man's head wouldn't be turned by such flattery from a pretty piece like Miss Rebecca?
Artful little creature. That girl shall be sent off tomorrow.
Oh, come now, Mrs. Ted. Why not as well Miss Sharp for Joseph's wife as any other? Here's Emmy's little friend making love to him as hard as she can, that's quite clear. But if she don't catch him, the next one will. Confound it! The man's destined to be the prey of women.
Oh, dear.
It's a mercy he didn't bring us home some Bengal girl from India for a daughter-in-law. Any woman who fishes for him hooks him, and it may as well be a pretty one.
You're fetched by Rebecca's pretty face.
Ah, to be sure, but she fetches in other ways. You said it yourself. If she'll have Jose, we'd best be glad. He's too foolish by half and too fat by twice. Have a care, my dear. We shall have trouble with him yet. Let him take a wife and settle his fat behind in a home she'll make for him.
Mr. Sid!
Damn me, he's vain as well as a bloody fool. A great deal more vain than ever you were in your life, and that's saying a good deal. Some 30 years ago, perhaps you had a right. I don't say no, but I...
30 years ago?
Quiet. But I had no patience with Jose and his dandified vanity. Always thinking what a fine fellow he is. It's him that'll have the best of it, and Miss Sharp, the worst, poor girl.
How you do run on. Never allow me to speak a word or have an opinion, or let me have a notion, or discuss with me anything, or consider my feelings. Mr. Sidley, you wretched man. No one to talk with. When I am allowed to talk, no one ever pays me any mind. I can't even... My Joseph, not a fool. He's handsome and clever and... I don't know. Mr. Sed may be right when he... Rebecca, is she worthy of... Oh, what's the good of... I just say my prayers. Oh, Lord, please...
So, two wakeful ladies under the same roof. The subject on their minds is wakeful also in his lodgings in Berkeley Square. His thoughts run like the... No, alas, no more time is left us. When next we meet, we shall settle how Joseph Sedley himself regards Miss Rebecca Sharp. Until then, my dear listeners, I am your obedient William Makepeace Thackeray.
We've got a fully automatic kitchen.
Me.
And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula, our conditioning formula, is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra Rich Cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
The Author Studio is adapted for radio by Nancy Moore. Mr. Thackeray is portrayed by Earl Hammond. Becky Sharp by Dolores Sutton. Amelia Sedley by Laura Esterman. Mrs. Sedley by Nancy Cushman. Produced and directed by Frank Papp. And brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be. Ralph Camargo speaking.
This is the Serial Network.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the Little Things in Life. Brought to you by Final Net Non-Aerosol Hair Mist, a sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Good
will you lie still? Mm. I cannot sleep with you thrashing around in bed like this. Now, forget the heat wave, will you?
Oh, please. It's so hot. It's so hot.
Why, what are you doing?
What are you doing? I'm trying to find some cold spots on the bed.
Well, there aren't any. If there are, I would like to have my own.
Listen.
Thank you.
Listen.
What is
Quiet.
It? What? Listen, what?
Mosquito.
Oh, honey.
I knew there was a mosquito.
Don't turn on the light. Please.
Where's my slipper?
Don't turn on.
I'm going to get him. Hey, do you see him?
Don't say anything. I'm blinded by the light.
I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. Now, where'd he go? Where'd he go? Usually up to the ceiling.
If you are going to tromp around on the bed, please stay on your side.
I see him. I see him. Now, don't move. Don't move. I'm going to get him.
Will you please?
Got him. I got him. I got him.
Well, you got me, too. You have one foot on my neck.
What?
Do you mind?
Oh, sweetheart, I'm sorry. I thought I had my foot on the back of the bed.
My neck feels like the back of a bed.
No, I didn't get him. I didn't get the mosquito. Oh, where is he?
You know, when you proposed to me, I wish you had told me what you were like to sleep with.
Oh, no. It might have influenced your decision.
It would have, yes. It would have changed my entire life. A lovely daydream I should like to work on right now, if you will turn off the light.
Here, look at my mosquito bite. I knew he got me. Here, look. One of my toes is driving me crazy. No. My second toe.
Oh, fine.
Isn't there one here on my neck?
No,
right there?
Yes, that's a bite, yes. Well, I've got something in the medicine cabinet. I'll get it. It'll take the itching away.
Yeah,
anyway.
Two on my ankle, one on the back of my hand, and two bites on the other ankle.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. Nobody could drink that much in one night, could he?
Well, your friend Joe can. Maybe the mosquitoes are lush, too. Here, let me put this on your bike. Point them out again.
Yeah.
I don't think the mosquitoes are heathier. I think I read somewhere that only female mosquitoes bite.
I figured. Oh, it's so hot. It is so hot. Oh. You know it was 98 in town today?
Oh, stop talking about it. Wasn't that much cooler out here? Hold out your arm.
Hey, wait a minute. I got an idea. You know what would be fun?
Turn your head. Let me get the bite in your neck.
Yeah.
What would be fun?
Well, I'll go up to the attic and get Tom's pup tent. Wouldn't that be fun? We'd be outside in the yard.
Outside?
Yeah.
In a pup tent?
Yeah.
Explain the fun part to me.
Well, outside in the yard, it'll be cool.
Outside in a pup tent, it'll be boiling.
Well, there'll be a breeze outside we don't get in the house.
I'm not going out to sleep in the yard. Now it is 2 a.m. Turn off the light, please. Thank you. Now lie down and please forget the heat and stop talking about it now, will you?
I am not going to stay up here another minute. I'm going to the attic, find the pup tent, and I'm going outdoors.
Fine. A better idea. Why not blow up the air mattress and sleep downstairs on the porch or curl up on the couch out there? Anything.
No. I like to look up at the stars.
How can you look up at the stars if you're in a pup tent?
Well, what I meant was I'd like to be under the stars if I'm going to be outdoors. I don't know what I meant. It's so hot and, well, maybe I'll just go lie down on the cool grass.
Well, if it's cool, wet grass, you may get pneumonia.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, my golly, it's so hot. Oh, I don't know what to do.
Now, listen.
Mm-hmm.
I may love you, but at the moment, I do not care what you do. Only do something. And if you go outdoors to sleep, please do not lock yourself out in case you change your mind, which is not unlikely, and then can't get back in the house, whereupon you will stand outside and throw stones at my screen. Are you reading me? Roger and over.
I will forgive you for that unseemly outburst because of the heat, which affects people differently.
Good night. Have fun in your little pup tent.
I will. And you'll be sorry you're not out there with me.
Mom, Mother, wake up, please.
Well, what is it, Debbie? What's
something that? Is in the attic.
Oh, something. Is your father, is he still in the attic?
Why is he in the attic? All he talked about all evening was how hot everything was. The attic's got to be 150.
Just a second. Let me pull myself together. I finally fell asleep.
I woke up and heard this racket, like somebody throwing trunks around in the attic, and then there was this awful crash down the stairs.
Down the stairs? Oh, my. Come on, put on the hall light. Dear? Dear? Are you all right? Are you all right? Good goodness sakes, what's... darling, here, let me help you. What happened?
Who set a mouse trap in the attic?
I did. I set 4 of them. We have mice. Here, let me help. Debbie, will you give me a hand? Don't you stand there.
No. Just leave me alone, both of you. If you want to do something constructive, take the mouse trap off my toe.
Oh, dear, well... What do you have there? That isn't the pup tent.
I couldn't find the pup tent.
You're not going to take this big thing out and set it up, are you? It sleeps four.
Will you please take the mouse trap off my toe?
Yes, yes. What did you do? Step on the mouse trap at the head of the stairs and then fall down the stairs? You could have killed yourself there.
I don't understand any of this, Daddy.
Neither do I. Hold still. It's off. You want a Band-Aid on it?
No. Thank you. I just wish to be left alone. Go back to bed.
You're lucky you had the big tent. Broke your fall. You could have been killed falling down the stairs.
Yeah, I know. Now, if you were both... Excuse me, please.
You want some help lugging that thing outside?
No, thank you. I can manage perfectly well by myself.
I told you the other day I set mouse traps in the attic.
I do not care to discuss it.
I don't understand. Why is Daddy putting up a tent now?
He's hot. He decided to sleep outdoors.
But that big tent, why does he want to put it up now?
No, he doesn't. He's too stubborn to say he doesn't. You know your father.
Well, maybe we better go out and help him. It's pitch dark, even in the daylight. You know how mad he gets when he's trying to put up a tent.
No, dear, no. He doesn't want help. And this is one thing, Debbie, you'd best learn early about men. There's a time to help them and a time you don't help them, and this is one of those times.
Poor Daddy.
I didn't ask him to put up the tent. It was his idea. Now he's got to prove it was a good idea. Like the Oriental philosophy. Now I have to let him prove he's right, so he, as the Chinese and Japanese say, so he saves face.
Sounds silly. We're not Oriental.
Well, they do have a point. If you want a marriage to last, you'd better learn it.
Too complicated. I don't think I'd be very good at it.
Well, it takes time. There. He's put on the outside lights. Turn off the hall light. Okay. So he can't see us watching him.
Well, watching you two, sometimes I wonder if I ever want to get married.
Listen, your father and I understand each other very well.
Well, I'd better marry somebody just like Daddy so that I know what to do.
Well, I don't think there is anybody like him. So you'll be a lucky girl. Oh, look at him dragging that big tent across the backyard. Isn't he cute?
Cute? I think it's dumb at this hour.
Oh, his big toe must be killing him, snapped in a mousetrap.
I'm going back to bed. I don't understand either.
Yes, go on back to bed. Oh, look at him pounding in that tent stake. He is so mad at himself. Breakfast is ready. Good morning. I brought out some coffee. Did you get some sleep, dear?
Just great. Got the best night's sleep I ever had. Great. You should have been out here.
Take you very long to get up the tent?
No. No trouble at all. Not a bit. And there was a nice cool breeze all night long. I thought of poor you up there in that hot bedroom.
Well, I was so tired from house cleaning yesterday, I finally slept. You certainly look refreshed. I'm afraid it's going to be another scorcher again today. You better leave the tent up. You may need it again tonight.
You know darn well I'm not going to sleep in that tent again.
You sweetie. You are so stubborn. How's your toe?
I can barely stand. You know how long it took me to put up this tent? 1 hour. 1 hour. Then one side caved in.
I know. I watched out the window to make sure one of the tent poles didn't come crashing down and bean you on the head.
Why do you let me do these things?
Do I have any choice?
No.
No?
No, I guess not. I'm just like my father.
You are.
Stubborn as a mule.
Yes? Did you get any sleep at all?
Not a wink. I'm chewed up by mosquitoes. The tree frogs croaked all night. The tent smells terrible.
Well, people aren't smelling. Yeah, I know. All winter in the attic, I suppose.
No sooner lay down than the skunk that lives in the stone wall came sniffing around. I thought sure I was a goner. Then the Wilson St. Bernard came into the tent.
Uh-huh.
I thought he was a bear.
Honey, a bear. Oh, my poor down here. Let me help you up.
Careful, my toe.
Mom, is Daddy all right?
Oh, Daddy's just fine. He got the tent up and had a great night's sleep. Now, you perk up. Debbie said last night she didn't want to get married unless she found somebody just like Daddy.
All I can say is she better be just like Mommy. Ah, my toe.
Oh,
hey, look, it's twice the size.
Oh,
I don't think I'm ever going to get my shoe on.
Come on, darling, I'll help you.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Finalnet sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Finalnet is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Finalnet go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Finalnet, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Little Things in Life has been brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers. This is the Serial Network. To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
It's that. It ought to be a movie. Attack of the Giant Dandelion. Or do I envy people who are smart enough to cop out by getting jobs as camp counselors?
Susie, how's it going, honey?
Oh, fair. Just fair.
The bag's almost full.
I know when I'm fighting a losing battle. The dandelions are gaining on it.
Do you want me to give you a hand?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm about ready to throw in the trowel.
Oh, Susie.
I've got to leave myself time for a shower before dinner.
Well, I put some fresh towels in the hamper next to the tub.
I saw.
Susie?
Hmm?
Honey, would you mind turning down that radio? It's a little hard to talk over. Ah, that's better. I think we need to talk, Susie.
What about?
Well, you know what about. We can't go on avoiding the subject forever.
I don't think it was up to me to say anything.
No, honey, it wasn't. Look, what happened in the drugstore, I just feel terrible about it, Susie. I really do. I don't enjoy talking about it, but if I don't, we're just going to be driven further and further apart, and I don't want that. Do you?
No.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Let's forget it.
I can't. It's just a dreadful thing for me to do. I don't even know why I did it. Whether I was provoked or not, I should never have slapped you, darling. Will you forgive me?
I just wish I knew what I had done that was so wrong.
Well, I don't know. Nothing, really. I mean, not any one thing. I guess it was just a combination of a lot of things, just piling one on top of another until Betsy's coming over was the last straw.
You won't have to worry about Betsy anymore. It'll be a long time before she's over here again, if she ever is.
Oh, now, honey, aren't you two making it a little bigger than it is?
You seem to think it was pretty important in Schultz's. I'm sorry, Mother, but Betsy was my best friend. You couldn't have hurt her more if you'd said it right to her face.
Well, if I'd said what?
That you didn't trust her, so she wasn't welcome in our house. Well, as long as you and Dad were there to watch the family silver, fine. But not when you were away.
Oh, now you're exaggerating, Susie. That wasn't what I said at all.
That's the way it sounded to us and to Mrs. Foster. Betsy said that when she told her mother why you'd taken back your invitation, she went right through the roof.
Oh, I'm sure she understands that people sometimes change their plans.
How would you feel if someone said I couldn't come over because they couldn't trust me?
Now, look, Susie, I don't want this blown out of all proportion. I'll call Virginia Foster and see if I can't smooth things out.
Mother, please don't.
Why?
You'll just end up making everything worse.
Would you mind telling me how?
Well, sometimes words just don't work, that's all.
You mean you don't think Mrs. Foster would accept my apology?
No. Well, she might say, fine, that's the end of it, but there's no way you can take back what you've said. Mrs. Foster knows it, and so do you.
And I assume that goes for you and Betsy. Well, I won't beg you, Susie. I've things to do in the kitchen.
Mother?
Yes?
The argument about Betsy and me being here alone, is that the only reason you hit me?
Why do you ask?
The only thing I can think of was that, well, maybe you didn't love me anymore.
Oh, Susie.
If you could... Oh, forget it. Like I said, I know when I'm fighting a losing battle. Oh, Susie.
Well, that's hardly what I hoped to come home to.
Oh, dear.
All right, darling, what happened? Another mother-daughter confrontation?
Oh, it's just the aftermath of the last one, really. Oh, Jason, I tried to apologize to her. I just seemed to have struck out.
Well, maybe you waited a little too long.
Maybe I did. If I had a nickel for every minute I spent in a dirty oven scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
I tried to reach her, Jason.
I'm sure you did.
Suddenly, I just found myself making everything worse.
Em, darling, when we're humiliated, there isn't much to do but brood about it. Now, as I said, I think you waited too long. Susie's had time to make this a lot bigger than it deserves to be.
Oh, but I humiliated her. She can't understand why I slapped her in front of a bunch of her schoolmates. And why should she? I can't understand it myself. There simply isn't any explanation.
Look, why don't we go inside and talk about the possibility of finding one, okay?
Yes, I chilled some glasses in the freezer and there's some daiquiri mix.
Well, that sounds fine.
Susie's taking a shower. She won't hear us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jason. Do you think she really believes I don't love her?
Darling, of course not. Why, ever since Susie learned to talk, she's been on that kick. Don't you remember? Mommy and Daddy don't love me. Buffy doesn't love me. The kitty doesn't love me. Why, if Susie was told she couldn't have a third helping of ice cream, she'd decide that the whole world hated it.
She's not 3 years old now, Jason. She can't explain what I did to her any more than I can.
Em, darling, you insist on ignoring the fact that there could be any number of physical reasons why you suddenly lost your temper.
Instead of physical, why don't you say medical, Jason? Or psychological?
Now, before we start talking about psychology, let's get the medical possibilities out of the way.
We're back to the physical examination, aren't we?
Yes.
You wouldn't bring it up again and again if you didn't suspect something. What is it?
Darling, I don't know.
Well,
it could be something as simple as a sudden change in your blood pressure pattern. It could be one of 100 things, but we're not going to find out what the problem is by talking about it in the middle of the kitchen floor.
Well, what would you do if I showed up at the hospital tomorrow?
Well, I wouldn't be in charge, you know. Probably a complete neurological workup, x-rays, an EKG, maybe an angiogram, and anything else that goes with a complete physical.
Angiograms hurt, don't they?
Well, I've never had one. The most frequent complaint is about going without food for 12 hours.
Would you promise not to recite the menu of whatever restaurant you have dinner in, the way you did when Jennifer was born?
I'll do better than that. I'll go without food for 12 hours, too. Will you check in, Em?
As soon as I've really got a good start on the graduate reading program.
Now,
there are at least a dozen books I have to have at my fingertips when school starts in September.
Darling, we're not talking about taking a month off.
Well, just give me time to plan, then. I'm only doing this to make you happy, you know.
Okay. When?
Well, let's say 2 weeks from now. Any day of the week they can spare me a bed. I mean, you can't get everything out of the way in one day, can't you?
Well, that's going to be up to your doctor. So, whatever happened to that daiquiri, huh?
Oh, one coming up.
One? How about you?
I've agreed to something I don't really want to do, Jason, so I don't quite feel like drinking to the success of your propaganda campaign.
Oh, I shouldn't say yours. Angela and Robert should get some of the credit for the victory.
And, darling, it wasn't a contest.
Wasn't it?
I'd like to tell Dad that you've made up your mind, though. I'll give him a ring while you're putting my drink together.
Why?
Well, he's been just as concerned as I am.
Now, look, are we starting some kind of a round robin here? You call your father and he calls Angela and she calls admissions?
Emily, I think the fact that you're willing to go into the hospital and have a checkup is good news. Is there
if you
some
want
reason...
to congratulate yourself on your marvelous powers of persuasion, Jason, do it when I don't have to listen to you doing it. I'm sick to death of hearing about your concern for my health. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll pick it up.
Emily, darling, you've cut your hair.
Oh, the dishwasher must crack the glass, and I didn't notice.
Stop worrying about a little broken glass. Now, just put your hand under here.
Oh, Jason, it's nothing.
And why isn't the cold water stopping? Now, just make a fist of your left hand.
Yes.
Now, put it under your right armpit and press down.
All right.
Oh, good Lord, Emily. What have you done to yourself?
The following is a paid dramatization.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair, me with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair. And to Hold has been brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers. This is the Serial Network, a division of DCA Productions.